The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Pete Wicks, it is that time of the week where we sing for an hour together.
Are we starting with a song?
That was the song I was going with.
Okay. Do it again and I'll join in.
This is the time of the week.
This is the time of the week.
We sing together. For an hour. See how I changed the words at this time?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was...
I forgot what we were doing.
Don't think it was one of our best performances, but...
All right, then. Well, hi to everybody else who might have enjoyed that moment.
There's other people listening.
There are other people listening.
What are they listening to? Tell them.
They were listening. They're not anymore. They're listening to The Dating Show, apparently.
And what's that?
What is it? It's a chat show. Basically, that's what we do, is we just chat. So it's a chat show that people, I think, zone in and zone out of. I imagine they zone out probably 10 seconds in. They might come back at the end for another song. And then me and you just get to have a catch up. That's pretty much what goes down.
Yeah, when you say chat show, everyone's sort of thinking like Graham Norton, Alan Carr.
No, we're better than that.
Yeah, no, when we say chat show, we mean you listen to us chat.
Yeah, exactly what I mean.
Yeah, that's basically what we do. But yeah, so tell me about yourself.
Tell you about myself. I have had a very, very, very busy week.
Yep.
Yes, quite on the stressful side. But you know what? Without a low, you wouldn't get the high.
No, emotional roller coasters, you know.
Up and fucking down. How's your week been?
Oh, it's very much the same. I feel like an emotional peach today.
Shall we have a cry?
We haven't. That's one thing we haven't done yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Do you know when we should have done it? Is last week when we were together and then we could have held hands and cried.
Yeah. That would have been a lot less weird. Yeah.
Please talk, because I was swallowing and I didn't.
That's why I
we
stopped.
We all know that I was swallowing.
That's exactly why I stopped, because it just gave me... In fact, I just need a minute, because having the listened swallow. To... Cece swallow.
Anyone that doesn't know, I have a very loud swallow.
Yeah, she does. She swallows like a fucking trooper.
And I wish that was something to be proud of, but it's not.
Oh, trust me, babe, it's something to be proud of. Yeah, it's something to be proud of. You just take it all down your throat. So, what are we talking about this week, Cece, besides you swallowing stuff?
We're going to talk about swallowing and friend zoning, because I feel like they're very close together.
Yes, because sometimes you swallow your friends.
You do swallow your friends. You do.
Or sometimes you stop wanting to swallow someone because they become your friend.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about how you deal with that. A situation around that. How to swallow a friend.
Properly.
Properly.
None of this half-assed swallow and spit. No, swallow the fucking lot.
Yeah. Education station today, 101.
Talking about education station, should we do it?
Educate me. Oh yeah.
Are you ready? do you want to sing me in?
No. No. Yeah, okay.
I don't know why, but that's my favourite
you
thing.
In? No. No. I'm going to sing you in. Here's one I prepared earlier. We are about to enter the sex book. Peter's gonna share, and I'm gonna pretend I haven't done it. I haven't done most of these things, by the way, actually. I should actually state that.
I feel like you may have done this one.
Oh, okay, go on then.
I'd like you to be honest this
week. Okay, I'm gonna get my poker face on in case I have, and then I don't wanna be embarrassed.
Okay, I feel like you may have done this, and I feel like I want you to have done this. And if you have done this, then I want you to be honest with me and honest with yourself and honest with everyone listening.
Okay, I'm going to hide behind my cup. Go.
Can you promise to be honest?
Oh, fuck off, Pete, because when I make a promise, I can't lie.
Cece.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Ninja sex.
So the first thing that comes to my head...
Ninja sex!
...is... like, quite aggressive sex, lots of throwing around, tumbling... lots of thing, you know, like position changes. So that's how I feel. Lots of tumbling around the bed, the chair, the house. Yeah.
Quite aggressive, sort of you're thinking like, you know, chop fucking.
Yeah, like exactly.
Everybody goes
that.
Kung fu fucking.
Yeah.
We're as fast as lightning. Everybody goes kung fu fucking.
If it is that, I definitely kung fu fuck.
You're a kung fu fucker.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, it's good to know, but it's not that. But thank you for sharing that with us. So ninjas are, the reason ninjas are so special is because they are stealthy, aren't they? You can't see a ninja. It's like, where is he? Because they're so quick and they're as fast as lightning. So ninja sex, right, is when you are having sex in total silence because one or more people are in the room. So it's having sex and they don't know because you're a ninja and you're stealthy. So you're just there fucking away and everyone's like, oh, what's going on? I don't understand. What's happening? You're just there just fucking banging away and no one knows. Just banging away.
Right. That's actually quite mild for you.
It's mild, which is why I thought it might be something that you would like to share with us about the time that you had ninja sex.
Well, because you feel like I have mild sex.
No, I just feel like this isn't too much.
I'm really boring in the bedroom. I
would
just
like to
make noise because that's what ninjas do.
I know that Cece doesn't like to share some of her things, but I can confirm, having heard multiple stories from Cece, that she is not boring in the bedroom. She's a fucking animal. All right, she is a fucking animal.
The next person I have sex with.
But no, what I mean by that is. Ninja sex, I imagine, because it's not that much of an overshare. It's just, have you had sex in a room whilst other people have been there?
I have when I was younger,
Yeah. And it's not necessarily like you've got people, it's when they don't know. So let's say you're staying.
It's like, you know, you're at your friend's house and you fancy your mate and then you have sex with them and their friends are there and they're asleep, hopefully, you're not listening. Probably listening, probably wanking over it, to be fair.
Exactly. Well, that's ninja sex. Although it's not ninja sex if someone is in the corner knocking one out, because then they know and then you're not a ninja. That's just sex while your mate watches.
Oh, then you're a really shit lessons. Ninja sexer.
Yeah, then you're a shit ninja.
You're not. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Have you had? I mean, I already know the answer to this, but I'll ask you anyway. Have you ever had ninja sex?
I have, and then I learned it's more fun for everyone to know you're fucking. You know. It's not so fun when everyone's just like, I don't understand what's happening. It's a lot more fun when they go, whoa, look at that, whoa, big dick. That sort of thing.
Oh, got it.
I never say big dick, but I'll have to that bit.
We can all dream, can't we?
I dreamed a dream of, I just went to a musical there. Well, did you like that?
It's going to be a musical one. I feel it. We need to go on.
That is this week's dating sex book. It is Ninja Sex.
Thank you.
Not to be confused with ninja sex, which is a slightly different thing.
What's that?
Save that for another week.
Okay, all right, next week's. I'm going to tell you a story now.
Oh, story time. And if you don't know, this is the weird and wonderful dating news part of the dating show. This is not just something Cece wrote last night.
No, it's not. It's definitely not something I wrote.
This isn't the memoirs of Cece Coleman. This is an actual story.
It isn't.
Really? I'd love to read your memoirs, though.
Fuck. Wait, you want to read my diary, the one next to my bed? Oh. That's the fucking fun one.
I do want to read your diary, the one next to me. Can you give us... How far are you from your bed? Could you give us an extract?
No, it's, my house is so big. It's in the other wing.
I knew you were fucking
posh. What a shame. Fucking shame.
Get Jeeves to get it. Get the butler to go and fetch it. Jeeves. Right. My diary.
It could be that this is one of my stories.
Thank you for listening to the dating show. We are out of time now. It's been an absolute pleasure. Tune in next week. Let's go, Jack and Ori.
All right, sing let's it to fucking me. Go.
Sing so, like a canary.
A woman who helped deliver her best friend's baby discovers her own husband is the father.
Fuck me.
Hayley, spelt with an I. Custer from Hayley. Arizona. Hayley, spelt with
Hayley.
An I.
Hayley. Hayley. Hey to Lee or Hayley?
Hayley.
Oh, Hayley.
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 From Arizona, fuck, this is going to be a good one. From Arizona, helped her best friend give birth without realizing that the baby's father was her husband of 6 years. The mother of four said that being there every step of the way to support her best friend during the pregnancy and birth, she was devastated when she spotted a birth defect on the baby's neck that was identical to the one her husband has. She was changing the baby when she noticed the bump on its neck, something that several of her children have, as well as her husband. So she knew immediately that the baby was her husband's. After confronting the pair about the suspicions that her partner had fathered the baby, she claimed her worst fears were confirmed, and she now alleges that her husband has cheated on her with up to 30 fucking women during their marriage.
I mean, that is savage.
Fucking savage.
The most savage part of this is that not only has her husband fucked her best friend, but her best friend has allowed her to help give birth to the baby that she knows her husband has stuck
but
up.
But not just the delivery, like all of it. It's 9 months. Like, she's been there supporting. Like, oh, how's my fucking husband's child for you? How is it?
Birthing partner.
Yeah. She might have even like held her arms and gave birth in a pool. Some people do that.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
So as horrible as the husband is, which we'll get onto in a minute, the woman who's allowed her best friend to deliver her baby, knowing that it's actually her husband's, that is a fucking savage, cold piece of work, that is.
Do you think she knew it was her husband's, or do you think she was just hoping that the other people that she'd slept with, it was one of them? And so it might not be.
She was probably hoping, but even so, even if it wasn't his, you're still letting the woman whose husband you fucked deliver your baby. So that is still a cold.
You're as cold as ice. Fucking war ice. Willing to sacrifice.
Jesus, fuck me. I shouldn't have to ask you.
I'm just really putting myself in the shoes of the woman that's just been through a fucking nine-month pregnancy.
You know that the song always comes first.
Go on then.
You're as cold as ice.
Willing to sacrifice.
Thank you. There we go. Now tell us about what you were going to say.
So I was just putting myself in the shoes of the woman that has...
No,
I've just put myself in the shoes of the woman that's who's seen that, and that is
savagery.
I don't know what they say that like revenge is not necessary. That's something I've always said. In this particular situation,
sorry, is that well-known saying? Revenge is not necessary.
Well, no, you know, but there are people like I just think you should. No. What I'm trying to say is
that is a real classic.
Classic.
Everyone's sitting going, oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. In fact, I've seen that on a t-shirt. I'm going to use that somewhere. As my next Instagram. Revenge is just not necessary, as they say.
Revenge, guys, is just not necessary.
If you want to put that up just in nice typewriter font on a black background, just with white writing, and then just put underneath CC Coleman 2021.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I actually believe in that, because I think you should walk away with your head up high. I think karma will run someone over with a lorry. You don't need to, like...
There's another one there. You're coming out with all the good ones today. Karma will run someone over with a lorry. I've got only a few places left to tattoo, and I feel like I should give you them spaces for these inspirational quotes.
The lorry one, I think, is pretty good, because that's what I say to my friends whenever they get cheated on. I'm like, don't worry, a lorry will run them over. Karma will make it happen. I almost feel bad saying it, because I mean it. I actually mean it. I feel it inside me. So I feel like someone's going to get run over by a lorry, either the husband or the woman that's just given birth, or both together. Hayley with an I, why don't you let us know?
Yeah, let us know.
Why don't you come on, be a guest, so we can just talk about running your husband over with a lorry? Ways to do it. Next week?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, anyway... On to bigger news and more important things, and something that I feel like we've been missing in the show in recent weeks. Well, other than you and I, which we've been missing a lot in recent weeks because we've not been here. But now we're back. So something that the show has missed for quite some time. There isn't just CC and I who do the show. There is another person in the show who is very important to us and we love to bits. And his name is Yuri. if you're wondering, how...
such a fucker.
I was looking at the producer then. Her name's not Yuri. Her name's Georgia. You don't fuck sex dolls?
No.
No, she doesn't fuck sex dolls either. So
just to clarify, Georgia does not fuck sex dolls.
It's real people she likes to fuck.
So talk to me then, because you mentioned the word Yuri. Like, are you sure you want to mention that word?
Listen, are you...
I'm going to be flustered and happy in a minute, so...
I'm fucking hard.
Okay, I'm wet.
I am... Listen, you're wet, I'm hard. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
By that, I mean...
Yuri,
yeah.
Yeah, no, go. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Then Ménage à Trois is back. CC, Pete and Yuri, we're just going to fucking go for it. So, bodybuilder takes second sex doll wife on lavish honeymoon after first one broke.
Wow.
Friend of the show, Yuri, surname can't pronounce, rose to fame last winter when he wed his plastic fiance Margot after 2 years of dating. But sadly, the relationship ended when she broke. This year, he introduced his new partner, Luna, to the world, and he's now taken on a lavish trip to Bulgaria. He was traveling to the country on business, but thought it'd be a missed opportunity not to take Luna and make it their belated honeymoon. Yuri was surprised that the airline did not allow Luna to fly with him in the cabin, so instead he had to wrap Luna's head in bubble wrap and place her in a plastic travel box, which, to be honest with you, if you're going to take your wife anywhere, I think that's the best way to do it. A joke before anyone goes mad at me. The pair met a lot of people during their time there and went out to restaurants together. Yuri explains how one waiter was surprised at his wife at first, but then enjoyed watching them. Other diners also stopped to take photos with them and asked to touch Luna, having never come across a sex doll before. Whereas Yuri's come across a lot of them.
I bet he loved that, other people touching his wife.
Yeah, I bet he was there cock in hand, loving a great time.
Dribbling from his penis, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dribbling from his penis. Don't cut that out, Georgia.
We're talking about Yuri.
If you're going to leave one part of that in, take out the bit about you touching yourself and leave in the bit about Yuri fucking dribbling from his penis. He revealed there was a lot of sex, as you can imagine. She's a sex doll. I can't imagine there was much chat going on, so I imagine there's only one thing you can do. And at one point, he went live on Instagram because his followers wanted to see the pair in action. Now,
we missed it.
Didn't you follow him on Instagram?
No, I didn't follow him. I think you followed him. Let's get this right. He followed you and he didn't follow me. So clearly he wants a little bit of Pete's bottom and he doesn't want me.
He does follow me. Or he did follow me. I didn't follow him back because...
he's clearly got a favourite.
Well... You know, I'm not going to say that it's...
Maybe it's just because I laughed with him during the whole interview. Maybe that's why he didn't feel a connection with me.
If you don't know and you haven't listened to our interview with Yuri, then I think you should. If you go onto FUBAR and go back into the archives of previous shows, it is fucking fascinating.
It's a good one, promise.
The reason we got Yuri on was because we were just like found it a bit odd that he'd married this sex doll and whatever else. So Cece and I were actually struggling really to understand what the fuck we were doing interviewing Yuri, and actually by the end of it we both really liked him. He's quite a charismatic guy. It is fucking weird. Listen, I'm not saying it's not. It's fucking weird. I don't understand it. Cece don't understand it. Most people won't, but each to their own. He's not hurting anyone. He seemed like a nice guy. But it's just one thing after another with Yuri. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry, we have breaking fucking news.
I was going to say, I'm going to just break.
Do you know what? Fuck him. He's not a nice guy. He's not charismatic. He's a complete twat. What are you doing shaking plastic, you weirdo? He's unfollowed me.
Pete, I'm not bitter about it. He will be back once he has gone to the toilet.
I'm fucking...
Yeah, he's off. And the reason for that is because we have just had an update that, unfortunately, Yuri, still can't pronounce his last name, has unfollowed.
Who gives a fuck what his last name is now?
Yuri. Do we need to pause the show? And
come back, baby, come back. I can't believe... I just feel...
Fucking hell, Yuri. How dare he? Does he follow me?
No, he doesn't follow you.
Maybe he's...
I'll tell you what's happened, Cece. Yuri's embarrassed of us.
I'm going on his social now. I feel quite upset. I feel a little bit emotional. This might be the time I cry. Are the you song even going through my search results anymore?
It's blocked you. That's even worse than being unfollowed. I mean,
I've been blocked.
If you've been
blocked, he's fucking blocked me.
I'll be honest with you. I've thought about it once or twice. You are quite embarrassing.
Fucking blocked me.
Well, do you know what that means then? It's the menage a trois is over. So just the two of us.
Just two of us.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Do you feel a bit sad
fuck
about
Yuri
it?
Fuck Yuri now. Yeah, fuck him, dickhead.
Fuck him in the eye. And it would have rhymed. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it would have done.
It would have done, but it's all right.
Anyway, so basically, yeah. So first marriage literally broke down.
Do you know my concern is I feel upset for him that she wasn't allowed on the plane. If you're buying a seat, you know, you're buying a seat. And if he said business, so does that mean he traveled business class? If he's willing to spend 1,500 to 2 grand on a seat for his wife, it's his wife, whether she's a plastic piece of plastic or not, it's still his wife. You know, she's trying to sit on the plane.
I feel like there's been a bit of journalistic imagination used here, because I imagine... Well, I imagine the reason she wasn't allowed on the plane is because he didn't buy her a seat because she's not a fucking person and just wanted her to sit with him.
Sit like, on him.
Like
literally.
A hand luggage.
Sit on him.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's why they went, no.
Yeah, he could have been having ninja sex with his doll.
Ninja sex with
a sex doll would be great, because it's only one of you's got to not make any noise.
Okay.
But do you know what I find even weird about this story? And I know this is very mixed match for everyone because there's so many Yuri stories we've got. But Yuri, last we heard, was in love with an ashtray. So, and I'm not entirely sure, because if you haven't picked up on this, there's a lot of Yuri stories to pick up on. But Yuri's second sex doll was also half chicken. So I'm wondering if Luna...
He changes his mind a lot, doesn't he? He's very indecisive.
If I remember correctly, Luna is half chicken and half...
Oh,
so actually,
yeah,
it's not
right.
It's not just that they were in restaurant together. Luna has a lady's facial presence, but beneath
vagina.
Her skirt, she has chicken pussy.
Yeah.
And that is not a pussy that smells like chicken. That is...
No. It could. We don't know that, actually. That detail was never given to us. He might have made it smell like...
Yeah, I imagine actually he might have done, because the reason that he then decided he wanted a half chicken, half woman was because he did fuck
he
some chicken.
Fucking chickens,
some, yeah.
Maybe
no, not
smell.
Fucking chickens. They were. I didn't mean the number of chickens. But actually, this whole story that I've just gone on a tangent is irrelevant, because that's not the half chicken doll. She was at home, perhaps just looking after the house. Whilst him and Luna went away on business. So
but
he's
how
actually
keep up with him.
It's very hard. He's in a honestly, he's in a what's the multi relationship? Polyamorous or something?
Polyamorous.
He's in a polyamorous relationship with his new wife, Luna. He's also got his mistress, Lola, who is half chicken,
half
woman.
Chicken. Yeah.
And he's also got Margot, who he broke.
She's gone.
Yeah, but he's got his ashtray as well.
Oh, he's got an ashtray.
If you remember, he likes the feel of the metal against his foreskin.
What's the next part of this show?
I don't know, because one of the weirdest, and not, I don't even think it's in a good way.
Should we just talk about the subject now? Because I don't think the next story is going to help us where we're at. We're in a hole right now. I'm digging. My legs are fucking flapping and I need help getting out. So should we just move on to the topic, which is actually friend zone?
Yeah, which I think you and I have just done to the whole nation. Because after our conversations, I don't think anyone's going to want to fuck us.
No, I don't either. So friend zone, what is a friend zone? So friend zone, so you can be friend zoned and you can friend zone, right? So you can friend someone else and say, you know, I just can't wait to hang out with you and everybody else. And that kind of like, ow, rejection. Ooh, I just thought it was going to be me and you. Or someone could say that to you. So Pete, have you ever not realised you've done it, but you've actually friend zoned someone who really fancied you?
I've friend zoned people And I've been friend zoned, but I don't
intentionally
think
or unintentionally.
I think intentionally. I don't know if I've unintentionally. I don't think I've unintentionally done it. I think I've always. I'm quite intentional when it comes to
putting them in that zone of the friend.
But, or wanting someone to know that they're not in that zone.
Right.
I'm quite straight up with that, I think.
quite forceful with it.
Yeah, I'm quite forceful with it. You're not my fucking friend. But yeah, so I don't know if it's ever been unintentional, but I've been on both sides of that. I've been friend zoned and...
Tell us a story about you being friend zoned, because I find this quite hard to believe that someone would put Pete Wicks in the zone of a friend.
Okay. No, of course it. Like, not everyone. There is someone out there for everyone, and not everyone is going to want
Pete.
The same things as you do. No, I'm talking generally, not me specifically.
Okay, well, go on then, tell us a story. One day, Pete Wicks.
I'll be honest with you, it hasn't happened that often.
I fucking knew. See, I don't imagine anyone's going to say that. Pete, I just can't wait to hang out with you and all our friends.
No, I have had it. I have had it. I have had it. I've had it because, it's happened a few times, thinking about it, because...
How about you just put those papers down? How about those? Just fucking leave those papers alone? Crack on.
So basically, I don't have the best reputation in the world, and I think I've ended up being friend zoned before because people have either heard things or...
Right.
Have maybe then heard that I may know someone that they know or whatever else, and mm-hmm. then been like, no, listen, like, we're getting really well, but no, we're friends type thing. So that's when I've been friend zoned a few times.
So is that you just generalising?
Yeah, I'm just generalising. I'm not going to tell specific stories.
Okay, so if you had to put someone in that friend zone, how would you find that easy or would you find that hard? If you knew someone really liked you.
It depends. It depends how deep into it you are. If you are, if nothing's happened with someone and you start spending time with someone, but you obviously you've just met them, I think it's quite easy to tell someone, listen, I just see you more as a friend. I think that's really open, honest, and a really fair thing to say. Mm-hmm. If you have been seeing someone for quite a while and it's slightly different and you know they've got proper feelings for you, mm-hmm. then it's very difficult to say that, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. And also, that's slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah, if things have happened and then, you know, the fire goes or whatever else, but you still want to be friends with someone and then you friend zone them, that's also a very difficult conversation to have because, you know...
That's a breakup, but then still asking to be their mate, isn't it?
But not if you're friends with benefits and then just want to be friends.
Right, I hear you.
Because then that's not a relationship, you're not breaking up. But it's like you become friends with benefits.
Harder. Because then I would take that personally. If someone said to me, I know we're just friends with benefits and now I just want to be your friend, I'd think, oh my God, I'm shit in bed. Because that's what you're getting.
But maybe they've met someone who is actually, they romantically want as more than friends with benefits, then they have to stop.
Yeah, I'd take that personally.
So then you have to...
I'd definitely take that personally. That would fucking hurt. If I was sleeping with someone who was my mate, and then they said, I've actually met someone who I kind of want to just be like, I want her as my girlfriend. So can we just still be friends? Can we just be friends, just no sex? I think, wow, why am I not girlfriend material?
You are girlfriend material, by the way. I think you'd make a wonderful girlfriend, wife, and everything else.
Thank you.
You are. I believe you would be because you're a fabulous person and I love you with all my little baby heart. So, but I do think... there are some people who are just always friend zoned.
Yeah, I do. I do as well.
You know, what's the saying? Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, and all that crap. And there's always them people that just always, everyone loves them. They're fucking great, but they're always friend zoned.
Yeah.
Always friend zoned, never the one that everyone wants to fucking rip the clothes off or whatever else. And I think a lot of time you get friend zoned because there isn't a physical or sexual attraction to someone. So you can love being around someone, you can meet someone and think, oh my God, they're fucking amazing. You can go on a couple of dates and then you just think that spark's not there, but I love being around you and you get friend zoned. Mm. And I think some people that happens to a lot. And I think that's down to not being able to flirt or not being able to express yourself clearly enough, your intentions.
Mm-hmm. Or going for the wrong people. Because a lot of,
good point,
my friends will say, you know, I don't know,
I have a few male friends like that who can't, they're like, I can't get a girlfriend, you know, I don't know why I keep getting friend zoned. And it's nothing to do with them, the way they look, the way that they are. It's just, I think the type of girl they're going for is not right for them anyway. So I'm like, good, I'm glad you're getting friend zoned, because that person will hurt you, because it's just not right. Like, you're a, it's hard, isn't it? You don't want to like put anyone in a box or.
No, you don't want to, but you're going to.
Well, it's just, I think you need to know what's right for you. It's about knowing who you are. Because if I always went for, say, I don't know, I was listening to a very good podcast the other day. So actually by our friend, Paul Brunson, his podcast.
Love Paul.
And we've had him on the show, and he was talking to two relationship therapists, and they said, you've got, say for me, I would say, I really want a guy who is loyal, stable, grounded, family orientated, adventurous, spontaneous, loves going out. They are two completely separate people. So someone that wants someone who's grounded and is going to be at home, understanding, stable, is not the same person that's going to be spontaneous and adventurous and want to fuck off on holidays and go and travel around the world. Yeah. So it's knowing what you want. So if I say I want a guy who is spontaneous and travels around the world, but yeah, I know really I need deep down someone who's secure and stable and who is going to want to be at home and marry me and have children, I'm always going to be setting myself up for failure. So if I get friend zoned, it's not taking that friend zone as harshly, because it's just going for the wrong guy. Makes sense if I confused you.
You always make sense to me, and I agree with you. If I put that in like layman's terms for me, because I'm not anywhere near as intelligent as what you are, if you think about getting a dog,
yes,
you should. We all love. I've got a favourite type of dog. I can't have that dog because it doesn't fit around my lifestyle, and it's not the right dog for me. So you have to think about what dog, if you do want a dog, suits your lifestyle to give you both the best possible life you can. You can't just go and get. I would love a fucking Great Dane. I can't get a Great Dane because I don't have the fucking space or time to have a Great Dane. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I don't get a dog. It just means that that's not the right dog for me, despite the fact that I can admire that from a distance. You find what suits your life, what is better for you to create. Does that make sense?
So the Great Dane, if the Great Dane friend zoned you, actually it's not to be taken personal, because it's not right for you anyway.
Exactly. And it just means that you can, you know, one of my friends has a Great Dane, so I can just go and pet his Great Dane and kiss it and wish I had it and just be really sad that it's not mine.
So what he's trying to say is you can go around and pet your friends and have a play with them, but they're not yours. Are we still talking about the dog here? I'm confused.
I just don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think, in fact, I think the best point of this whole thing that we've made so far is what you said, and that's going for the wrong people, because I do think there is someone for everyone, but people have this idea of what they want in a person, and people tend to go after that idea of what they want in a person, knowing that they're almost going to get rejected and they always get friend zoned because you're not their type, or you're not the right person for them. And people, I think sometimes it's like a self-sabotaging thing. They constantly do it, so they can constantly go, well, I just get friend zoned all the time. I get friend zoned all the time. Well, you will, because you're going after the same fucking person all the time, which is not the right person for you. You're not what they want. And it's okay to not be what someone wants. Not everyone wants you. Not everyone wants me. Not everyone wants anyone in the world. Some people do and some people don't, and it's really normal.
You've made a big point there. That is huge. Not everyone. Yeah, that, because that's in, I think we all want to be whatever.
You always want to be wanted. Yeah, of course you do.
Perfect. By everybody. But actually, you're not going. Of course you're not. No. You're not everyone's cup of tea.
Exactly. And that's okay. But that's absolutely fine.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's not an issue. And again, I think that's why you get a lot of arrogant men, women and whatever else, because they have in their head, you know, if they're really good looking or whatever else, or they think they're the bollocks, everyone should want me. Why? That doesn't appeal to me. That doesn't appeal to everyone. That doesn't. And that's okay. It's okay to not be wanted, and it's okay to be friend zoned, and it's okay to not be the love of someone's life. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be the love of someone's life, but you're just not the love of that person's life, and that's okay.
This is why I think it is
good to date and date the wrong fucking people and learn the lessons. Get the stuff out your system. If you need to meet someone who's completely wrong for you, but you just need to test those waters just to clarify, go and fucking do it. Like, make the mistakes, if you want to call them mistakes. I think all of it is lessons. Make the lesson, make the mistake, whatever it is. And then, you know, tick, that was not right for me. Or do it again until you fucking learn the lesson. It's amazing how people can meet one person at 16 and stay together for 50 years. Incredible. Yeah. Have no idea how I would do it.
If that was your person and you believe in soulmates and you met them young like that, then that's how you do it.
Yeah, if it was my person,
old, haggard, decrepit. We still haven't met our soulmate.
No, but I'm still okay with that. I'm still so fucking okay with that.
And do you know what? I wasn't okay with that until I met you, because I feel like you're the missing piece in my life.
Well, then fuck everyone else.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
But still fuck us, though. We'd still like to fuck.
We still want to. Just to make it clear.
Yeah. We don't want the rest of it because we get the emotional stuff together, but we'd like the dick in.
So back to this friend zone thing. I feel like I friend zoned a lot of people, and I don't intentionally mean to do it. But then sometimes I'm very aware. I'm a bit of an empath, so I end up kind of saying things, and I'm like, "Oh shit, do they think I friend zoned them when I didn't mean to, but then I didn't want to overthink it?"
Okay, so you are guilty of friend zoning when you don't mean to.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
But I just don't want to upset someone.
Okay, you do want to friend zone someone. It's just, so then you do intentionally mean to do that.
Yeah.
But when you friend zone someone because you don't mean to, which I think some people do, is they don't make their intentions clear. Like, listen, I fucking fancy you and I want to touch you inappropriately. I mean, you shouldn't say that because that is a little bit too intense. But what I mean by that is some people, they are more comfortable in the friend zone than they are in the fuck me, this is a sexual zone or whatever else.
I think
the friend zone is a place for people sometimes accidentally. If it's intentional, great. If it's accidental, you need to work on your sexiness and what you put across to people.
Totally.
Everyone's sexy. Everyone is sexy in their own way, and everyone will find someone sexy. Someone is going to find you sexy. That is point blank. If you don't show people that side of you and you don't make that quite clear to someone, that's when you get accidentally friend zoned, because people are like, well, are they interested in me? I don't know. And they just keep talking to me about, you know, their ex, or they keep talking to me about this, or they keep talking about that, and they don't show me the interest or if someone doesn't make you feel desired, you assume that you are friend zoned. So feeling desired and making yourself desirable are how you stay out of an accidental friend zone. Does that
bang,
make sense?
Bang, bang, bang. I have been on many a dates where I have not known whether this person fancies me or not. And then, you know, later down the line, they're like, of course I fucking do. But
so what would you do in that situation now then?
What would I do differently?
Yeah, so if you're not sure if someone fancies you, and then later down the line, and then maybe you end up friend zoning them, because you think, oh, well, that's just the way it is. And then later down the line, you find out they do fancier. What would you do in that situation? So how can you stop that happening? For anyone that's listening, how can you stop that happening? There's one word that you use all the time.
Communication. Well, it is communication, but I get that that is hard to do. But it depends on the individuals. I need to feel desired for my own personal reasoning, my childhood, my dating history. I need to feel like someone really fucking fancies me, or I don't feel attractive. So if someone can't vocalize that, I struggle.
Do you make yourself desirable for someone that you do fancy?
I feel like I do,
because this is another thing, is I think sometimes kind of people give up and they think, well, I'm just going to be friend zoning it, so they stop making themselves desirable to that person. And by desirable, by desirable, I don't mean, you know, necessarily just the way you look, but having that kind of energy of,
I definitely do, because I don't need any male, like, if you know, if someone's gonna be a male friend, they're gonna be a male friend. But if I'm intentionally going to date someone, I'm going on a date, I've met them on an app, we just, like, whatever, it's a date, I know this situation. We need to know the situation because I'm not fucking wasting my time. I don't need another male friend to add to the collection. Like, I need a date, a husband, a boyfriend, a partner, a life.
When you say you've got a collection of male friends, like,
I don't have a lot of male friends.
Listen, I don't want to, take it away from the fact that you've got lots of friends, but I don't feel particularly special anymore. So I'd like to know where I am placed.
You're at the top.
That's exactly what I was looking for. You can carry on now.
Okay, thank you. But I'm being serious because it's easy to get. Maybe I'm friend zoning loads of people and I don't realise it. But I think you
definitely are because I've been trying to fuck you for a long time, and I just don't know where I stand. To be honest with you, it was me that booked this up today because it's just we've spent an awful long time, and I all I want to do is finger you, and I just don't understand. I just don't understand why I keep getting called your mate.
Maybe we can help each other out. Maybe we can help each other out.
What should we go from the friend
zone? Well, you want to finger me, and I need help sometimes. So
we're going to take ourselves from the friend zone to friends with benefits. Fuck me, you heard it here first.
And then we'll talk about it next week, guys.
Next week, next week, you're going to find Cece and I are doing the show from her bedroom like that. Cece, what do you think?
Well, Pete, I think
Yeah, we both agree. Yuri,
Yuri's going to be there. Next week's show, do you know what? Let's make next week's show the Christmas fucking special.
It will be, and I'm going to be emptying my sack like Santa.
Right, so where were we? That, fucking hell, Jesus. Emptying his sack like Santa. That's a fucking decent one. Okay, we've actually got a note from the producer now. She's fucked off. She's like, guys, bring it back to the topic.
So, yeah. So, I'll tell you what then. I think you could talk about the friend zone for a long time, but I mm-hmm. think the most important thing is for us to try and help people with, and listen, it not saying that it would help because what do we know, but with our opinions on what will stop an accidental friend zone.
Sack like Santa. That is a classic.
And I'll tell you why I do that, because you're my ho, ho, ho.
Oh, dear. So, go on, round us up with your synopsis and how you feel about friend zone.
My synopsis is I think the more open and honest you are, the less you get friend zoned in a lot of situations. And I think don't ever stop making yourself desirable for someone that you want. And don't what was the other point that I made earlier?
It's okay
to not be wanted. It's okay for someone to be their friend. Yeah, that's not a problem. And people that do get friend zoned a lot, I think that's okay. It just means you're a fucking good person. If someone wants to be your friend, then fucking great. But I just think people need to, the desirability and how important sexual attraction and making that clear is, that's one really, because you don't want to fuck your friends. That's not just a friend then, is it? Does that make sense? So
absolutely.
So in which case, to stop yourself just being friend zone, make it really clear and make your intentions clear. And also just desirability and sexual attraction is one of the most important things, I think, in any relationship, full stop.
And you know there's so many ways to show that as well. Like I get how sometimes that's not just vocalizing it, someone to their face saying, I actually fancy you. I want to date you. You can touch them.
Love language. What's yours?
Love language, mine is physical touch. So I like to know that someone fancies me. The way you touch someone when you're out,
if you're on a date, if you're on a date, the way you touch someone, if you're patting someone's back and all that sort of stuff, but every time being tactile, and you should read there's books and there's all sorts of things about
there's
being
workshops,
tactile,
loads how of things to, fucking
to increase your way into flirting. Because if you're just a bad flirter, maybe you're giving off an impression that you're just, and that's why you're being friend zoned. And I think that's something people should always
work on,
because
you can always follow up. Like, this is a big key. So the dates that I've been on, I'm not joking, I've been on probably 5 dates in this year, and I've all thought, oh, that we're just friends. Like, this is a friendship date. Until afterwards, when they've texted, and they might have said, I really wanted to kiss you, it wasn't right, or whatever. And then I think, oh my God, you do fancy me.
Yeah.
Well, fucking thank you. Or seal the deal for a next date. There's so many ways. If you can't say it to someone's face, it's hard. I find it hard unless I've had a drink. I fancy you. So I would rather say afterwards.
Which is a lot, because she's a drunk.
I love a drink. It's okay. But are you sending a text after? Fancy you, really enjoyed it. You looked beautiful. compliment. There's so many ways to do it. There is a workshop called The Art of Seduction that I would highly recommend to anyone. It is fucking brilliant. You can go and see the woman. She talks on stage. You can read her books. You can listen to her podcast. She's got a website. Art of Seduction. She is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and I completely echo that. I think that's a lot of the time, if it's an accidental friend zone, which I think is the more of the point of what we're trying to say, because if it's on purpose friend zone, then that's just okay. Do you know what I mean? I think everyone understands that. But the accidental one's the problem, isn't it? And that's just because you're not giving off the right
vibes.
And
then you're missing out, yeah.
And then you're missing out on something that could blossom beautiful.
Into something beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Okay, right, fine. All right, then.
Well, should we go back to being fucking weird?
Yeah, let's be weird. Oh, we definitely get weird now because it's questions and stories time, so...
For anyone that is listening, this is the Dating Show on FUBAR Radio. My name this week is Kevin. What's yours?
Sally.
So you are listening with Kevin and Sally. I feel like there's already like a duo called Kevin and Sally.
Should we change it then to something else?
Yeah, just in case, because I feel like I know a Kevin Sal.
Margaret.
All right, so you're now listening to Maggie and Nigel.
Yeah, but Maggie, I know I want to be a bit, I think Margaret's a bit more like, Maggie, I actually like the name Maggie.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
I didn't know that was the words, but I know that song, I've forgotten the words though.
Late September and I really should be back at school.
What's the chorus?
I know I keep you amused, feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore.
I think I grew up listening to that song. Get me away from home,
just save me from being alone. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. But you turned into a lover and mother, what a lover, you wore me out. Yeah. What is the chorus? It is Wake Up Maggie, isn't it? Yeah, I've always done it.
I don't know, I'm just doing the whole post. Background whilst we listen to Joanna and her dating story. Pete's going to sing the whole way through.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can do this at the same time. Play the clip and Pete sing just quietly.
The love story of my life. I first met this Spanish guy when I started working as a waitress in a hotel in Bristol. We didn't like each other at all. I thought, what an attention seeker, and he constantly acted like a dickhead. After a few years, I split up with my Polish boyfriend. I dumped him, being too controlling of my life. The Spaniard offered me to live with him in a share house. I said yes, as I thought, why not to live with someone I know from work, as I was only 23 and single. One night, all of our friends went out partying, including myself and the Spaniard. At the after party, I hooked up with one guy in a massive roof magazine on the pool table. While I was hooking up with the other guy, the Spaniard went back home. I came back home just after a few hours in the morning. The Spaniard wasn't sleeping, and we started messing around, and we ended up sleeping together the same night, the same morning, in the same bed. As we were both single, we kept on sleeping with each other and managed to keep that in a secret for over a year. We didn't want anyone to know that we were fuck buddies to avoid unnecessary comments or jealousy from mutual people we knew. Spaniard and I never discussed or agreed to hide that. It just happened naturally. 14 years later, we are still happily together, married for 3.5 years, and then me proposing the marriage, fun enough. The moral of the story is that not all friends with benefits must end a beautiful relationship. Like every relationship has ups and downs, I love this man to bits, and I cannot imagine not having him in my life.
Oh!
Personally, your accent is fit.
Yes.
Love that. Do you remember ages ago we were talking about true love?
Yeah.
That's more true love to me than any of the other crap.
Oh, fucking 10 times over. Definitely.
Oh, we met and just fell in love instantly. No, you didn't. Shut up.
No. There's a story
for a year
to it.
And no one knew about it. And they were just fucking getting it on like dirty dogs. So, yeah, I love this story. I think that's a fucking great
that
story.
That is lovely. 30 years.
Because after all that time that they would have been sleeping together and whatever else, you will subconsciously and consciously start growing feelings and start getting to know someone in a completely organic and natural way without the pressure of having to date someone and feeling like you have to go down a certain route of getting these feelings. Mm-hmm. So actually you falsify feelings and end up with someone that you don't necessarily want to be with. They had no intention of being together, but ended up together because they couldn't live without each other. And I think that's fucking beautiful.
No, Joanna, thank you for sharing that. It's nice to hear, because it's not always perfect. That I love that. It's a little bit messy at the start, especially the other guy that was involved. Fucking brilliant, because then you know what you want.
Yes, I agree with that. I love that story, Joanna. It's one of my favourites. Also, if you could speak to your husband about, if you could just send me a voice note every now and then, because I like it. Thank you.
Okay, story three.
Yes, well...
Do you want to read this out?
Do you want to read it out?
Read it out.
Yeah, I'll read it out.
Well, then read it out then.
I have a slight issue with it. I can't find it. But
do you want me to read it out then?
No, I've got it.
He's got it.
I've got it.
Story three.
Okay, story three.
Okay.
Although, actually, no, it's story two, because they don't know that we've cut out story two. So otherwise, we've just gone one to three, okay. And it looks like we can't count, but we can.
What we're doing, everyone, is...
So on to
story.
We've done a story from Joanna, and we are now on to another story from Beth.
Beth.
This is going to be narrated by myself. So a story by Beth, read by Pete Wicks.
We're all listening, Pete.
A few years ago, I went on a walk over the Yorkshire moors with a lad I met on Tinder. Red flag number one. He picked me up in his car, and on the way there, his mum called. He put the phone on loudspeaker, and his mum said that his grandma only had 24 hours to live. Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Where do you get these people? Do they actually send these in?
Yes.
So weird. Do people actually, how many do we get? A lot. Do we?
Yeah.
God, I'd love to do like a fan mail day. Do you know what we should do?
Story. Can you fucking finish it?
Sorry. Okay, I'm just going to start again because I've done that. I've ruined it. Okay, you need to get back on it. Okay, ready? A story by Beth read by Pete Wheats.
Yeah.
No, you've ruined it now. I'm going to have to do it again.
Oh, my Lord.
A story by Beth read by Pete Wicks. A few years ago, I went on a walk over the Yorkshire moors with a lad I met on Tinder. Red flag number one. He picked me up in his car, and on the way there, his mum called. He put the phone on loudspeaker, and his mum said that his grandma only had 24 hours to live. I'm sat in this guy's car begging him to go and see his grandma, but he refused and wanted to go on the date anyway. He spent the whole time talking about his ex-girlfriend. At the end of the day, he went, I'll take you out for dinner, but I should probably go. The last thing I said to him was, sorry in advance about your grandma. Unsurprisingly, there was no second date. Now, I'm very close with my nan. And I don't care how fit or nice the date was. I'd be gone in a fucking shot.
Wait, can I just miss a bit?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, that was it.
Right. So he's lying about his nan?
Well, no. It's just that he evidently doesn't give a fuck by the sounds of it. So I think what the point of this is that his nan had 24 hours to live. He didn't really sound like he gives a fuck, which I presume that's a red flag. If you don't give a fuck about, you know...
That's nan, a fucking red flag.
Because he wanted to take her for dinner and went, I should probably go. Like, nanny's dying, so... Annoying, isn't it? But I'll have to pop off. That's basically what happened here. Now you've made it a thing. Tell me. The show ends here then.
The thing was, I zoned out halfway through. That's why. I'll tell you what happened. I thought about a story that I was in, and a guy said to me that his uncle was dying and had to leave. And I'm now going in my head going, this motherfucker is lying. But actually, you...
Was your guy lying?
Was my guy lying?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think he is a compulsive liar, yeah.
Uncle may not have been done. I mean, presumably this guy's not lying because his mum, unless his mum's in on the liar, because his mum rang to say grandma's dying.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think grandma is dying, or by now is dead.
Maybe dead, yeah.
But by now she's dead because she only had 24 hours, and I'm guessing it's been a while since this story's happened. So I presume she's...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead. Very sorry about that, by the way.
That's sad. That is.
I actually am probably more sorry than you are, by the sounds of it. But yeah, this is a lot of these stories that we get in. Thank you, by the way, Beth. A lot of these stories that we get in do kind of all go back to one. There's one common denominator with a lot of these bad dates, isn't there? And that common denominator is Tinder.
Who?
Tinder.
Oh.
Not person, Tinder. I just meant Tinder, the dating app. Now, a lot of them come from dating apps, don't they? A lot of bad dating stories come from dating apps. You don't hear many of these as I met someone and we had a terrible date.
You think that online dating, online dating is where the problem is then?
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a great way for people to meet people, and you date more people by doing that. But there is a higher percentage of shit dates that come from online dating than this is in. It's a statistic that I've made up in my head, but there's a higher percentage of bad dates that come from online dating than there is if you met someone in a bar and went on a date with them, because you already have a bit of an idea of what someone's like before you actually go on the date, because you've met them in person and you've felt energy and whatever else. Whereas it sounds like a lot of bad dates come from the fact that people just message each other and then meet up for dates that they don't really know. And that's why you get so many bad dates from online dating. It's a statistical
I think it comes back to that thing of it. Everyone, unfortunately, with online dating is more disposable because you can just go on to the next one. So if you meet someone in a bar, like if I met someone in a bar and I went, everyone would know about it. Guys, I met a guy in the bar. Like that would be the story. Fuck about the reason I saw not. It'd be like, I actually met somebody.
I spoke to someone
in a bar, and guess what? He was single and I think he fancies me. That would be the fucking hype of the story. But I wouldn't say the same thing, guys. I met a guy online and I think he's great and he's still single, you know, because there's just so many that you can go on to the next one. That didn't work. We said something a little bit weird next, which is really sad because it's
keep doing it.
Quite difficult.
Keep doing it.
To represent yourself brilliantly on an app.
No.
I'm better in person. I'm shit on an app because I think I'm being funny and I'm definitely not. So then I leave a voice note and then they're like, oh, she's a little bit keen because the voice notes have gone too far.
Yeah. I
don't know how this is going to be to edit with that in the background.
I know. I'm really making George's life hell right now. I apologise, George. I feel like I feel like we've had a rough day.
Well, she's told us to round up, so yeah.
Yeah, she's had enough. I think we finally reached her limit. Well, do you know what? We're done for the day anyway.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done. Right. I've lost it, yeah.
Well, shall I pop around yours later for a little Christmas fuck thanks now we're, yeah.
And what are you going to do with your sack?
I'm just going to have a little taste of your mince pie.
Yeah,
so
what are you going to empty and how much?
I'm going to empty your sack into you because you're my ho-ho.
Thanks, guys, for listening, if you still are.
And if you're not.
I don't know why you would be, to be fair, but...
to be honest with you, don't come back next week.
You must be fucking bored if you are.
We've hit an all-time low. I feel like this is a real low for us. Not just career-wise, just life-wise, it's a low. So, yeah, ta-da. Thank you for listening to anyone that is left to the Dating Show on FUBAR Radio. You can find out all about what we're doing and see some clips that are going to be clipped up this week, probably a lot of that and a lot of empty sack jokes or something along them lines on our home, HQ, our hub, which is thedating_show on Instagram. And you can also send in all your listeners' questions and stories, which we love hearing every single week. And apparently we get loads of them. And I love that. I love that we get loads of them. One day, Cece and I are going to sit down and read every single one and pick out the best ones just because we can and we're nosy. So send all of your stories and questions to us at thedatingshow@fubarradio.com.
I'm not going to sing today. No, that was it. I think you...
Come on, add something else, my little
friend. I just don't think anyone's listening, but I can talk to you if you want.
To be honest with you, even I'm bored of listening to you. So
on that note, guys, we never end like that.
I can't end like that with you. I love you. I miss you. I'm gutted you're not here in the studio because I loved you being here last week.
I liked being there. Sorry. I won't see you for... I'm... Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
All right.
Ooh. Stay now. That's a Christmas song. Baby, if you got to go away. Don't think I can take the pain. Won't you stay another day?
Stay now. Stay now.
Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't say it's the final kiss. Should we just fade that out? Don't stay another day.
Stay now.
Bye.